Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We will be reading yours on the air. We could. You never know.
What they're eating now?
What?
Gold leaf on Toro.
Gold leaf on what?
Toro.
Hell, it's Toro. What is that?
What?
Hold on, Mr. Gold Leaf. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, that's not what Steve Harvey wrote in that book. Dear Steve and Shirley, my best friend and I, you're going to like it, Steve. My best friend and I have been really close for 17 years, but now we are constantly bickering over her twisted ideas of love and marriage. She has always taken an interest in reading books about male and female relationships, but her favorite book is Steve Harvey's Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man.
Yeah.
And she has twisted each chapter to fit how she chooses to live. In the past, she has dated great guys, but she would break up with the guys if they didn't have any desire to take care of her financially. She brings nothing to the table, and she lives paycheck to paycheck. She has a new guy that she is dating, and he has a great job, so she's happy. She brags about how he helps her with her bills, and he gives her money to shop. She has told me that he makes comments about her current living conditions because she lives with her parents, and she uses their car. I told her that he is making those comments for a reason, because she maintains that she will not move out or buy her own car, because if a man has an issue with it, he will get her a nice place of her own and buy her a new car. She said that Steve Harvey's book says that males are hunters and that all that women need to do is stay pretty with her hair together, nails and toes done, and a man will come in and take care of everything else.
What?
Why am I at this job right now?
Why?
Carla, let's leave.
Okay.
We're doing this all wrong, according to her. All right. The letter writer says, she said that Steve Harvey said that it's a woman's role to take care of her man, raise the kids, and keep the house together. I read Steve Harvey's book, and nowhere in there does it say that.
Thank you.
I need you to clear this up because she listens to the show every day. So do men want women to bring something to the table, or is it really the man's role to step in and do it all? Well, let me start by saying, you are so right, letter writer. You are so right, so on point. It's not so much about a woman bringing something to the table. You know, it's about the attitude of your bestie thinking that men owe her something just because. That's what she's saying in this letter. I mean, that's where she's got it all twisted. A man will do that. They'll do that and more for her if she has the means, if he has the means and the desire to. But that's up to him. All right. That's not up to her. My advice to her would be save some of her money while she's staying with mom and dad, just in case her man, you know, doesn't move her out and doesn't buy her a car. At least then she'll be able to afford her own place and her own car with her own money. And, you know, of course, it's nice to have someone buy and give you gifts and stuff like that, take care of you, and all you have to do is sit there and look pretty. That's nice. But just sitting around and waiting for a man to do that, it's just not very smart, okay? Get out, get your own, be your own boss. Whatever the man does for you, that's gravy, that's extra. He owes you nothing, okay? Absolutely nothing. And Steve said nothing of the kind. What book did you read? What book did you read? He said nothing of the kind. Did you, Steve?
Shirley helped me write the book.
Yes.
That ain't in there.
No.
Ain't nobody told you that. Go somewhere and sit on your ass. Just look pretty and that's it. Man.
And get your hair done and your nails.
I don't even want to be in this letter.
Just straighten her out, Steve.
That's not what Steve Harvey wrote in his book. I appreciate you saying that, lady, but your friend is 17 years. She got all these twisted ideas about love and marriage.
Yeah.
She's interested in reading books about male and female relationships. But her favorite book is one I wrote, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Mm. Now, in the past, she done dated some good guys. But she break up with them if they didn't have any desire to take care of her finances.
Mm. And that's Steve's fault?
Girl. Well, it's day two. You through eating? Let me show you this I bought in my purse. You see these stack of bills?
Right.
Now, we going back to your place or what?
Because you know I live.
But we need to go through these bills. Mm-hmm. I got these car notes. Mm-mm. We, you know.
Huh?
You ain't. You ain't finna pay these bills.
Boy, bye.
Oh, you can get your ass out of
here.
I ain't sleeping with you no more. She brings nothing to the table. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And she lives paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. And she's dating this new guy, got a great job, so she happy. She brags about how he helps her with her bills and gives her money to shop.
Wow.
Now, she's not telling you what she's doing to get these little car notes and the shopping spree. Mm-hmm. She up in hell on her back.
What? What?
Wow.
What did say, huh?
She up in hell on her back.
That's not in the letter, Steve.
Letting it go.
She don't do nothing, Jerry.
She don't bring nothing to the table. She is the table.
Wow.
I'm telling you right now. See, y'all quit looking at these letters without seeing what's in here.
Come on,
he
cracker.
A new guy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He pay her bills, gives her money to shop. All this here. Because she up in here on her back.
Well, I thought all she had to do was keep her hair done.
And putting it down. She keep her head hanging off the edge of the bed. That's how she keep her hair.
Whoa.
Always going down up in here.
Oh, gosh.
It's going down up in here.
Oh, God.
And she knows what she's doing, too. It's just that when men get tired of it and get to all these reading all these bills while they're eating, just putting out all kind of bills, cell phone bills, grocery bills.
Yeah.
Look what I had to help. I helped my mom there with the rent. You don't want to do nothing for that?
Wow. Wow. All right, hang on. Part two of Steve's response is coming up at 23 after the hour. Today's letter, the subject, that's not what Steve Harvey wrote in that book. Let's recap.
This woman been dating, using my book all wrong. Ain't nobody told her to do none of this here. So she don't want no man. Every time she date a man, if they don't start taking care of her financially, she break up with him. Well, she got a new guy now, and, you know, he got a good job and everything, so she bragging about how he helps her with her bills and he gives her money to shop. Mm-hmm. Before we left, I explained to you why you getting money for your bills and why you can go shopping.
Why?
Because you in here on your back.
Shut up, Junior. She's not just
on
looking pretty with her hair, nails,
back.
And nails done.
Get your back up, sucker, and raise your rock.
Okay, she said that Steve Harvey said it's a woman's role to take care of her man, raise the kids, and keep the house together. All that women
Did I tell you your job is to take care of man?
All that women need to do is stay pretty with our hair together, nails and toes done, and
that's,
a man will come in.
That's not in my book.
And take care of everything else.
Ain't nobody finna do that.
What?
And you bring nothing to the table according to this letter.
She
told me that this man now been making comments about her current living conditions because she lives with her parents and she uses their car. The lady wrote the letter saying, I told her that he's making those comments for a reason, but she maintains that she will not move out or buy her own car because if a man has an issue with it, he will get her a nice place on her own and buy her a new car. Mm. Okay, are you crazy?
Trying to say.
See, baby, let me explain to you where you're going wrong with this whole thing. First of all, you've had several men.
Good men.
Come on.
And the moment they don't want to financially take care of you, you want to break up with them. Well, this dude right here is taking care of some stuff for you.
Yeah, you're.
But now he done brought up the fact that you live with your mom and you're using their car. Because he trying to figure out, okay, now where we at now?
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Now, you say if he really love you, he'll help you get your place and buy a new car. No, he's not. Now, you done been on your back with these men before. And it ain't produced a house, a car, or nothing to hell else.
Oh, Lord.
Get your back off, son.
When you finna learn that this don't work?
No.
I got this your requirement, but you keep passing out cookie before you get cars, apartments, rents, and money.
Yes.
And then the dude that do give you this money, he start asking you, why you still living with your mom and him, and you driving their car?
So does that mean he's getting sick of her? He's getting tired
getting
of her?
Getting dead sick of her. Because he thought he had something. He got fooled. Mm-hmm. He thought he had something. Found out he didn't. Now, she said the Steve Harvey book said that males are hunters. I've always said that.
Yeah, you said that. That's true. Check, that's true.
And facts. All that women need to do is stay pretty with our hair together, nails, and toes done, and a man will come take care of everything else. What?
Carla, let's leave now.
Because y'all ought to have a lock on it. Okay. You, Carl, and Monica can go now. Y'all hair done, your nails and your toes is pretty. So what's wrong? Y'all ought to be good. What y'all in here for? Y'all stupid.
Exactly.
Y'all stupid.
Y'all dumb.
Y'all trying to take care of yourself?
Yeah, we losers.
Yeah. Oh, y'all trying to be independent?
And all of that.
Damn, that's dumb. She said Steve Harvey said it's a woman's role to take care of her man. How you going to take care of your man if you ain't working?
Exactly.
See, why would I say that and you ain't working?
Yeah.
I read Steve Harvey's book and nowhere in there does it say that. I need you to clear this up because she listens to the show every day. So do men want women to bring something to the table? The answer to that is yes. Now, let me help you understand this a little bit better. If a man is wealthy, his requirement may not be for you to have a job.
Right, if he has the means, right.
But now, if he has the means, let me tell you what he do want. He wants a woman that he can put on his arm and take places. He wants a woman who looks good, I mean, that sounds good in meetings and social settings. He wants a woman that's able to classily mingle in and out of all different situations. He wants a woman that's stylish. So he may want a woman who's really good with kids because he may have children. He's also looking at a woman where if she has kids, what type of mother she is. And how can he fit in there and be provider for her and all of them? He also looking for a woman who can better him, who can help him be a better him. Now, if a woman can do those things, that becomes your job. And your job is very simple. It has great reward to it. But if you bring nothing to the table, see, at one point in time, this is what happens to people who bring nothing to the table. You're going to pull your chair up one time, ain't going to be nothing to eat.
Oh, I thought you was going to say it's not going to be a table.
Yeah, you're going to pull your chair up and ain't going to be nothing to eat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you at the table, but ain't a damn thing on there for you to eat because he done ate and left. You've got to bring something to the table.
And in this...
style, swagger.
Elegance, wisdom, something.
You know, watch his back.
Yeah.
Baby, listen to me. I don't like him because when you're not looking, he looking upside your head crazy.
Yeah, loyalty. Yeah.
Steve, his name is Sawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Stop calling this man Simo.
You've done that a few times, haven't
you? Oh, that's Marjorie. Steve, that's Al Bernstein. Don't say nothing else. Okay. Hey, Sal. Your stupid ass. I said Hal, not Sal. Boy, she be behind me. Steve, before you shake the hand.
Marjorie can talk through her teeth.
She said, Steve, before you shake the hand, just turn around. I know everybody in here.
Uh-huh.
All my friends know these people. Stop just guessing.
Yeah.
You don't know nobody.
And stop saying, what's happening, huh?
Yeah.
Quit calling everybody, huh? She said, these white people don't know what you're talking about. What's happening, huh? My man. I see you, boy. Good to see you again. What's going on, boy?
That's you all night.
Yeah. I'm talking to this Russian man. He don't know what that means.
It's just so funny because that's so true. We've seen you do that.
Oh, man.
It's just so hilarious.
Oh, man.
Steve.
She be behind me all the time. Steve. That's the president of NBC. Who?
All right, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.